Good afternoon and welcome to FactSet Market Recap. Today is Wednesday, January 26th. U.S. equities finished mostly lower in trading, a bit off worse levels after today's somewhat hawkish FOMC meeting. The Dow was down 0.4%, the S&P 500 was down 0.2%, and the Nasdaq was slightly up. In Canada, the TSX was slightly up, and in Europe, the FTSE 100 was up 1.4%. Growth held up better than value. The FANMAG complex was mostly lower, while media, telecom, home builders, and retail were among the weaker groups. Semis, travel, slash leisure, autos, and life insurers were not as bad. Treasuries were weaker, with the curve flattening, though a run-up of yields at the short end, the two-year was up 11 basis points. The dollar was notably firmer versus the yen and the euro. Gold ended off 1.2%. Bitcoin futures were up 3.6%, and WTI crude settled up 2%. Today's FOMC meeting ended with no change to the benchmark rate as expected, though the policy statement said it will soon be appropriate to raise the federal funds rate. It was also said asset purchases would end in early March, while balance sheet shrinking is to start shortly after liftoff. However, the biggest focus on Chair Powell's commentary was around the balance sheet. Powell said the committee is only now discussing how a balance sheet reduction will work, but expects more details at the March FOMC meeting. He also said the balance sheet is substantially larger than it needs to be, and substantial shrinkage needs to happen. Powell stressed that conditions now are much different than in prior cycles. Stocks were stronger earlier in the session, with the bounce attempt generally ascribed to oversold conditions in the absence of a clear narrative. There was also some skepticism about some of the more hawkish Fed scenarios. The earnings calendar offered a bit of a reprieve amid what has been a somewhat underwhelming season. Some of the other recent bullish talking points have included renewed corporate buybacks, strong corporate demand backdrop and pricing power, peak Omicron, China policy easing, and upbeat strategist commentary. But concurrently, the market remains keenly aware that the central bank liquidity tailwind is fading and fiscal stimulus is dissipating at a time when economic surprises have been trending negative. Turning to company-specific news, Corning was up 11%, Microsoft was up 3%, and Texas Instruments was up 2.5% after the company's reported earnings. Meanwhile, Navient was down 13%, ADS was down 9%, F5 was down 8%, Capital One was down 5%, Kimberly-Clark was down 3.5%, and Abbott Labs was down 3% after the company's reported earnings. In other news, DraftKings was up 5% after it was upgraded at Morgan Stanley. Mattel confirmed a Wall Street Journal report that it supplanted Hasbro in a multi-year global licensing agreement with Disney for Disney Princess and Disney Frozen franchises. Mattel was up 4% in the day. Jinko Solar Holdings successfully listed shares in Shanghai with prices doubling to a sharp premium over U.S. valuations. Jinko Solar was up 2%. Clorox was down 6% after it was downgraded at Credit Suisse. In after-hours trading, Qualtrics International was up 9%. ServiceNow is up 8%, Seagate Technologies is up 4%, Levi Strauss is up 3%, and United Rentals is up 3% after all companies reported earnings. Meanwhile, LendingClub is down 14%, and Edwards Life Sciences is down 5% after reporting earnings. Looking ahead to tomorrow, be on the lookout for durable goods orders, GDP, and jobs claims. Alliance Data Systems, Altria Group, Ball Corp, Comcast, Danaher, HCA Healthcare, MasterCard, McDonald's, Northrop Grumman, Southwest Airlines and Valero Energy are all expected to report earnings before the market open, while Apple, Mondelez International, Visa, and Western Digital will report after the market close. Thank you for joining us for today's market recap. You can continue to follow the news via the FactSet workstation.